This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Mike Schoep and the Bulldog.
I think it's a typical Colt move. I mean, here's a team that needed a franchise quarterback to pass up a Trent Dilfer when all you have is Jim Harbaugh. Give me a break.
You know, we got a guy up there. Who in the hell is Mel Kiper, in a way?
It's Mike Schoep.
Quarterback? No! Ken O'Brien of California Davis.
Everybody said if Marino was going to be around at that time, they'd take Marino. Obviously, the Jets know something that, you know, the people up here don't.
And the Bulldogs.
Tim Tebow is going to be a Denver Bronco and a first round.
It's Mike Schoep and the Bulldog on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Welcome to Draft Day. We finally made it. I've needed it. Just came to me like a half an hour ago, so it's perfectly timed. It took me this whole period of weeks and months talking and analyzing over and over every idea to pinpoint what it is the Bills need most. I finally got it. Ready? Are you sitting down?
I'm going to stand up and then sit back down. Now I'm sitting. Yeah, this makes it feel more important.
You know, you think about the offseason so far, what's changed to their team? They need a locker room cancer. Don't they? They don't have that right now. If you look at the teams that are at the top of the heap, Kansas City, I mean, not everybody would have said this, but Travis Kelce, once Taylor Swift started showing up and distracting everybody.
Oh, big problems.
That didn't work.
How could they overcome it?
San Francisco, I've got Brandon Ayuk asking for a trade. Last year I had Deebo Samuel asking for a trade. How are they going to keep that together?
That was just last year,
I think.
Man.
And they had a quarterback controversy.
These years just all blur together.
As well. A.J. Brown has to be a cancer in the locker room at this point. We see him yelling on the sidelines.
Well, then why
Who's
did,
next?
Then
Stephon
why,
Diggs.
Then why did the Bills trade Diggs?
They didn't understand. They
the
don't
key.
Understand.
They missed it.
That you need some
They're
conflict.
Just playing checkers. All these other teams are playing chess.
They got to get a new cancer in the locker room today.
Okay, well, let me see.
There it is.
Can I Google who's the biggest jerk in the draft?
Who's got the biggest ego?
Can I find that out?
Who has the biggest ego? Who has said the most times how badly they need the ball? This is the guy we want. I actually don't know who that would be.
Yeah,
I don't know enough from watching college football to tell you, like, who's the guy. I don't take Marvin Harrison Jr. to be this way. That's, like, all demonstrative so that fans can take that to mean they're not that competitive, don't really want to win, and basically go around yelling at their teammates all the time and being miserable.
Wow, that was a lot. You know, it sort of struck me through all this. I haven't thought for a second that the Bills would ever have any shot at Marvin Harrison Jr. And because of that, Like, I know his measurables and stuff, and I know where he played. He might be the guy in this draft, at least of the guys that are being talked about, that I've watched the least of the last few months. Because I just haven't felt like there was any, you know, for work purposes, you know, I mean, recreationally, if you like to just sit around and watch YouTube videos of guys catching the football, you know, more power to you. For me, that falls under work. And, you know, so there's a limit to how much of that I'm going to do. And I just sort of edited Marvin Harrison Jr. out of my stream of consciousness. Like, it's just like, there's no point. I mean, I know he's excellent. I believe it. But I'm not studying him because there's almost no chance he's going to end up on the Bills.
Almost no chance. Ian Harditz did come along today with a mock draft where the Bills trade for him.
Okay.
And Christian Kirk and Rashid Shaheed and two other wide receivers.
Oh, okay.
In the league.
I did see this. Yeah, right. They just used all their assets on NFL players except Marvin Harrison Jr.
They traded Tyler Bass in the deal for Christian Kirk. I thought that was especially creative for me.
That was smart, yeah.
That was good.
That was a really good deal.
So even after that, you didn't dive into
Harrison? I saw on the internet where the Bills got they got Christian Kirk for Tyler Bass. They should do, what is Bean doing?
Well, he's probably working on that.
Get on it.
He's probably working on that exact deal
right
now.
Get busy, brother.
How did they trade? This is the PFF mock draft tool. Have you used that one? I haven't. They traded 28... next year's 1 and 2 for pick 4. Would that actually work?
No.
I have written off this Harrison idea.
That is not enough to get to 4. That's not. I don't even think that's enough to get to 6.
Yeah,
that's the Bears trade. That's 1-2, 1-4 is what I have thought would be like equal value. You know, could always, of course, it fluctuates, but that would get you to 9, I think. That's not getting you to 4, I can't imagine. Although I guess maybe it worked on the machine, so, you know, good. Maybe the Bears are using the machine, the PFF machine. Maybe the Bills can get great value there.
Maybe they're a team like the Bills maybe used to be where you would say they should use a machine.
Right. Right.
Enough with your ideas. You're terrible, always. I mean, the Bears, if they don't get it right from here, for all their miserable seasons, and they were not even, like, the worst team in the league to get the number one overall pick, but they just lucked out that Carolina was the worst team in the league, so here's a free first overall, and they already traded for DJ Moore. Then they basically... if you're willing to pay the money and put up with the injury risk because of age, here's Keenan Allen for a fourth, that was. And then they have the 9th pick, which, I don't know, maybe they will use that on...
Rome Odunze, or maybe they'll turn it into 3, 4, 5 assets.
Or another starter somewhere else, like a defensive player.
Yeah.
Some teams would do that.
Yeah, some.
The Bears would do that. Wouldn't that usually? Wouldn't the Bears...
draft a guard.
Trading for...
draft a guard at
Roquan
9.
Smith. That's an increasingly popular idea, it seems, today, is
guard?
Offensive line. Yeah,
yeah.
Like,
all right.
It might be a better first round for offensive line than receiver, right? You know?
The tackles are sought after. Yeah. I hope that's right.
I hope
in like the top 25 of the draft that offensive tackles just are flying everywhere. Give me 10 of them and give me 6 quarterbacks and like, well, let's go. I'll fill in the rest with a couple of corners and some edge rushers and you want a scenario where the Bills get their hands on the 4th best receiver? That's it. Like everybody else goes shopping for other things.
That really is the question right now, I think, about this. And we welcome your calls at 803-0550. We've got Ryan Fowler with his draft day latest thoughts coming up, and Sal Capaccio as well later, as we're with you until 7 tonight. That really is, I think, the ball game for Brandon Bean and everybody to figure out is how many of these teams in the middle, right, are going to go receiver when they might need linemen just as much, when the quality of the linemen might be just as good, and the depth at offensive line is not as good. So round 2 is not as easily an option for you to get a starting guard or tackle as maybe a starting receiver would be. And that is the logic that opens things up for the Bills to get Brian Thomas or A.D. Mitchell, if that's who they want. Those are like the consensus.
Without having to move.
4 or 5.
Yeah.
Without having to move, or at least move much. But it isn't that different, as I see it, from last year, where if you want a top receiver, last year didn't have the guys going in the top 10. But apart from them, if you want a top receiver, you've got to jump the line. And you just don't know. I think it's harder this year to know how far you have to jump, right? I mean, just what – that's what is maybe the hardest thing about all this is trying to figure out what Indianapolis will do, what Jacksonville and Cincinnati and Dallas will do with their picks. Because if they want – if they get the wide receiver thirst, if they have the whole resurgence party big board vibe – then, I mean, what happens to the Bills? Like, they have to predict that before it happens. Or before, maybe not before it starts.
Right.
But before it's over.
As it's happening, yeah. I mean, before those teams pick. I mean, you got to figure it out. And you got to figure out, be ready in case somebody that's behind you or even just ahead of you but is trying to get up where you're trying to get. Like, if you're trying to get to 20. Just say, I mean, I don't know, the Pittsburgh Steelers are in the market for a receiver too, of course. So them trading with you maybe is the Rams at 19. Let's just settle on that. That's your target, and you're hopeful, and it's falling. It looks good, but then you got to worry about somebody behind you, you know, or you know, who knows? Any other team in here, Dallas, that could be looking for a receiver in front of you that maybe they like your guy too, and they're going to, you know, so yeah, it's going to be. It feels like, I mean, you could maybe say this every year, but it feels like the most jockeying for a position maybe we've ever seen in a first round is going to happen tonight. I mean, you're hearing people talk about 10 trades in this first round, which is
I don't know
what,
whether to believe it, though.
I know, but I'm for the sake, I'm buying the hype because it's the day and it's here and it's, I don't know what's going to happen. Like we're talking, there's a lot of different ways it could go right around where, you know, the sweet spot is for Brian Thomas Jr. anyway.
There haven't been any yet. I read of two teams reportedly wanting to trade up, the Rams and the Eagles, but no trades yet. The over-under I read yesterday for trades in the first round was 5.5. So if you get 6, I believe that's more.
That cashes.
5.5.
Yeah.
So what do you think is likeliest then in the middle? I don't know how much attention you're paying to those teams I mentioned or other teams around them, even the Rams. Like, you've got the three receivers everybody believes will go, I mean, not necessarily in the top 10, but probably or maybe, like, one of them perhaps slips, and that could even be interesting here. Maybe there's you get that opportunity. Yep. Maybe you see that's probably where we should start. The odds of any of those three receivers making it, well, you like 9 as an idea, so yeah. Even to 9.
Yeah, I think 9, I would bet, if I could, the three receivers going in the top 10. Because I think, you know, whether or not it goes in the order that has been most predicted, which is Harrison Jr., Neighbors, Odunze, or if, you know, there's a flip somewhere in there with 2 and 3, I think if the Bears don't take Odunze at 9, yes, they could do something else. They have, you know, whatever. They've got a nice pick there, and they could get a really good starting player. They can also get paid in a year where they only have 4 picks in this draft, and they're kind of starting over. Not their whole roster, like you said already. They're not the last place team with the first pick. They were, you know, a middle of the pack team, but they have the pick. So they're not starting from scratch, but still, only 4 assets going into the weekend. They look like a target to me. And if the Bills can't get there because they're coming from too far and the Bears are like, you know, I don't want to, you know, it's nice that you're offering me all this stuff, but 28's too far. I don't want to go all the way down to 28. So maybe Indianapolis really likes the idea of Odunze or
very
Jacksonville
possible.
Or Cincinnati.
Very possible.
Like all the like those teams there, I think someone will go up and get Odunze if the Bears don't want him. And I think they'd be nuts not to auction that pick off because of it. So I would bet on that happening. Doesn't have to happen. I think if Odunze doesn't go there and somebody doesn't trade up for that pick, then Brandon Bean is just going to be like calling everyone he's already called to try to figure out a way to go get him and make that happen.
So interesting. So if, I mean, you could just You can talk all day. It's what we're going to do.
with some breaks in between.
Trade down candidates, maybe New England at three for a quarterback team like the Vikings. I think the Chargers at five should be one. Offensive tackle is pretty evenly split there. Know what you don't know. Get a receiver later. The Chargers are, for me, it's very obvious to me what they should do. But who knows? That is often, I'm often unfulfilled when it comes to this in the NFL, in sports. This is what you should do. And then, oh, no, they didn't. Right or wrong. Tennessee and Atlanta at 7 and 8. Both could be trade down teams. Lots of needs. Atlanta probably not in the receiver game this year. Edge guys, you know, you have a few to pick from. Like I said, offensive tackle, you have a few to pick from. So if those teams aren't just so like hell-bent on one player, then those are good trade-down teams, I think, at 7 and 8, especially Atlanta. And then you get, once you get past the Jets, Bowers is one idea for the Jets, also a tackle.
Yeah, so, offensive line would make a lot of sense there, too.
Right. Then you get into the teams for now that may or may not be looking at quarterback 11, 12, and 13. And if they are, they're not trading with you. Like, if the Raiders want to draft Michael Penix, then they're going to. If they can't trade up and do it. Like, they're not going to trade down. So those teams there, if they're indeed quarterback teams, Denver at 12 is a team that I would say especially should trade down. They don't have a second. And, you know, if they want Bo Nix,
they can probably maybe they get can, Bo Nix at 28.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe.
Or you know, anywhere down there. Yeah, I might say the same thing about the Raiders with Penix, but, you know, they may force it. Like, one of my favorite ideas for today is that Penix, not only in the first round, but maybe up there, maybe at 13. It seems like there's, you know, whatever. It seems like everything is true and everything is false because he's just being shoveled just so much information. But it just feels like the idea of Penix being a first round quarterback has gotten a lot of traction this week to me. It feels like there's more and more buzz about the Raiders just doing it at 13.
And you're buying it.
Yes, I am.
Because I'm not.
Because I like the player so much. That's why I'm buying it. I'm not as skeptical about it being a smokescreen because it makes sense. Like, that's a player that I'm sort of rooting for. And if they like him, you know, and they do it there, I guess. So, it works with my methodology. It fits.
I like it for the Raiders because they, you know, need a quarterback. And he's like a big-time throw quarterback. That's sort of the Raider mythology. It's probably a terrible idea, so it's also sort of a Raiders fit.
Right, right.
And, so maybe we'll get that tonight. I heard Davis Maddox say he's had 4 different season-ending injuries in college, Penix.
But none in the last 2 years. Like, he's been healthy since he left Indiana.
Okay.
That's a part of his story. But yeah, he's old. Well, old.
Yeah.
Right? He's old. Older. For the draft, he's old. And yeah, he's had big injuries in the past. But again, 2 years in a row, played them all.
So then you get to eventually to 15, Indianapolis, which is a candidate for a receiver. And that's where, you know, if the Bills have not made a move by then, that's when it really gets it interesting, which is good because it won't be that late. By pick 15. It'll only be like 9:30, maybe 10. How late is it by 15? This is the first year in a long time where I'll be watching the draft from home. And I'm a little sad about that. Because I've had these betting games going the last few years. Yeah. And not this year. But anyway, doesn't mean anything to whether I'll be up. I'll be up.
Yeah. Me too. Yeah. You could still make plans. I mean, I'm not trying to tell you what to do, but
I can't make plans.
Okay, sorry.
Not going to be possible.
Yeah. But you're right. Yeah, Indy. Seattle. I mean, they drafted a receiver in the first round last year. They've got Lockett still. They've got DK Metcalf. If you know they want to move one of those guys and do something, maybe they're in the market. Jacksonville's definitely in the market. We'll see what the Bengals end up doing with T. Higgins, if anything. But even if they don't do anything with T. Higgins, grabbing a guy in this year's draft, I mean, they already lost Tyler Boyd anyway, so they could grab a guy just to have some Higgins insurance and to replace Boyd.
This is really where it's at 15 to, you can include the Rams. Enough people are talking about receiver for the Rams for me to take that as a, you know, as realistic speculation that they want to move up. Bowers maybe is the player. Pittsburgh, I think, is offensive line. Pittsburgh is the team in the league that is the most willing to reveal who their pick is going to be. There's a lineman named Graham Barton that people think is who the Steelers will take at 20. So I would bet on that, even money, if that were possible. If you wanted to bet on that with me, I would be willing. Graham Barton to the Steelers. Then Miami's another one. If Philadelphia at 22 wants to move up, if this has already happened, where the Rams and the Eagles move up by this time, then, you know, you're hoping whoever moves down with them, if you, the Bills are wanting to trade up, that team would have to want to trade down a second time, which may be a lot to ask.
Yeah.
Then you have Minnesota, whether they make a package to move up, we'll see. That's also then in that scenario, a team that will have traded down already tonight, whatever that's worth.
Mm-hmm.
Dallas. Dallas sounds lineman to me, not receiver. But they could use everything, pretty much, Dallas. Their roster has gotten kind of bad from a very good place not that long ago.
Yeah, they're having a weird offseason.
They haven't done anything.
Aren't they? Like, we're all in, and, like, what is all in? They're letting Prescott become a free agent after the season. They haven't got anything done with Lamb yet, have they?
No, they are intentionally staying away from new deals,
yeah.
These guys.
Sounds great. Great plan.
Great plan. Then, okay, if you make it to that point.
Then you're cruising, I think.
Then I think maybe you're home, yes. Dallas, Green, whatever you think about Dallas at 24, Green Bay, Tampa Bay, Arizona, the four teams ahead of the Bills. And I don't see receiver, unless Arizona has moved and not taken Harrison.
Right.
Like, they might have a night where they haven't picked a receiver yet by 27, but I wouldn't bet on that.
Right. And we're going to know that in the first half hour of the draft or so. So.
Yes. And, you know, teams could move up. Which you knew already.
Yeah. And teams, you know.
Ahead of the Bills.
If you're hearing, I heard, I'm listening to Brownie and Tasker on the way in, like I usually do, on One Bills Live, and someone today that they're quoting, I forget which, you know, draft reporter it was, like the second round run on receivers, like from 33 to 45 or something. Like, there's a sweet spot in there. And so if it gets busy here as you're going into the 20s and you're already to the fifth receiver being the best guy available, or even more than that, who knows? Somebody from behind there that's waiting in what is thought to be a day two sweet spot might get like, oh, I got to go get my guy. I thought I'd be able to get Ricky Pearsall early Friday, but, you know, there's already six receivers chosen and these other teams are I better go. So that could happen too. Like, you could, you know, if teams are thinking they're in a great spot sitting where they are on Friday, but the board starts coming apart on them, they might move.
Yep, and of course, it's a lot of the same teams we have at the beginning.
Right.
Carolina, with two picks in there, could definitely go receiver with at least one of those. New England, if it doesn't take a receiver at three, would easily be a candidate. They have nothing at that position. You have Arizona again, but maybe they've already addressed it. The Chargers in there, too. Tennessee could, I think they would have other priorities, but if they accomplish that in round one, really, like, they're old at receiver. I don't know if Burks is going to make it. You have Ridley and DeAndre Hopkins. So, you know, and the list goes on. Anything is possible here, pretty much. What are you hoping for, and what would you hate? Why not? Why not ask that provocative question? 803-0550 for your calls. Guests at 4 and 5. We'll be here until 7. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, thanks for joining us here on Draft Day. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.